Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do? Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Hey there, Dean. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a Night of Living podcast. Yeah, it's listener feedback today. Hi, it's Kelly. Night of Living podcast, miscellaneous debris, your feedback. Just whatever bullshit we throw together for the last episode. Mm-hmm. I'm joined today by my co-host, Freddie.
Hi. I think the term is conjoined.
Ah.
That's that little strep of flish. Little strap of flish.
Strap of frish.
That's that little fillet of fish that's between us.
Give me that fillet of fish. Give me that fish. I'm joined by Misfit 2020, just looking just gorgeous and Danzig-y.
Well, thank you. Oh, hey there. Oh, hi.
Oh, hi there, Glenn. You're looking good today.
Oh, thank you.
You're singing about old horror movies and stuff. You know, I know you like to do that there.
Oh, I just came back from the show. It was very nice.
If we are...
I like the way you look like a He-Man doll.
Oh, thank you.
If you're a patron on our Origins, we are talking about what accent we find the sexiest, and we all settled on Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. It gives us all... the arousement that you can imagine.
Arousement.
And then also joined by ACPC. What's your name say?
It says hashtag canceled.
Hashtag canceled. Amy has been canceled.
I've been canceled.
Just her name. The name Amy has been canceled.
Yes.
No so, more Amy's.
She's fine as a person. She hasn't done anything. But her name, we can't even.
No.
I shouldn't have even said it.
You shouldn't have.
Say a prayer for the Karens, y'all.
No. Sorry, when Origins for this comes up, I'll have to apologize for saying the AMY.
Yeah.
So, canceled. I can't say the A word anymore. Mm-hmm. If you were to choose a new name, what would it be? It's a very pressing question.
Man, you just derailed the entire process. Amy's offline.
She short circuited.
Buttercup.
Would you pick like a number?
Yeah.
I'd
go with eight.
Like the Grimes baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to mix like when you're required to create a password.
Propania. But the I is a one.
You need a uppercase, lowercase, a special character and a number.
My name is Pellethead.
That's a very strong name.
Very strong. Strong and fierce.
It's a medium name.
Yeah, it's a medium
strong name.
But your operating system will suggest a strong password for you. a strong name.
You have to check this if you're not a robot.
Yeah.
Amy legally changed her name to Crispin Glover.
I think I must be a robot because the ones with the pictures, even though I don't see any other pictures of streetlights, it never works. And then I have to do another one, and then another one, and another
DJ
one.
Colin.
I'm like, I guess I'm a robot.
If you see a bus where there isn't a bus, you might be a robot.
I'm a robot.
A robot.
So how's everybody doing? I'm a robot.
We're fine.
We're good. I made cookies last night.
Freddie made cookies
with miso paste. Oi, oi, miso paste.
That sounds good.
They were very good.
I got a bunch of them. Yeah. I gave some to my sister and brother-in-law. I just stuffed them in their mailbox and ran away.
Are they just miso cookies?
They're chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, they're like a classic chocolate chip cookie.
Are they horny?
Mm-hmm. Miso. Miso pasty.
You are pretty pasty.
I feel like we're we're skirting.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna.
Are we straddling the thin line there with this? You know.
Speaking of pasty, it was funny. I left the house yesterday, which I only do like once a week,
and realized that you only had pasties on.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
You ever feel like
again?
I'm worried that I'm gonna leave the house in my underwear soon.
Because you do just wear underwear most of the time.
Since the quarantine started, I'm 99% of the time I'm in boxer briefs, and that's it.
Yeah. You're 1% below what you should be.
Yeah.
But as long as you have a mask on, you're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a mask.
Boxers and a mask. That's all you need.
But you should put a mask over your junk.
That's what the boxer
That's what you should wear. Just that.
Yeah. In case my wiener coughs.
Like you could put your legs between the little ear strappies. Just pull it up like a dong pouch.
Dong pouch.
And it can match the mask on your face.
Oh, God.
Do the.
And you can walk in. You say, all it said was I had to wear a mask. I'm wearing two.
Yeah, I'm wearing two. Sir, feel free to shop throughout our Trader Joe's. And then they stop the Karen coming in, and she's like, that guy's not wearing anything but a mask and a mask.
But she's not wearing a mask, so she gets kicked out.
Yeah.
Right.
Rightfully so.
Well, you guys saw that video, right, about the Trader Joe's lady?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it with sound.
Yeah, she's awful.
I didn't need to.
Okay, it's just funny because did we have Karens when we were growing up? Or just because people were recording it now?
Oh, now we have documentation of it.
Because I don't remember white ladies in particular being so angry.
Well,
I don't make it a sexist thing, but
get in a time machine and go back to a 1986 YMCA pool.
Tipper Gore.
Yeah, and just in the '80s. That's true.
My mother is a white woman. She's not named Karen, but I will say my mom's got a bit of a temper, and there have been, I wouldn't say that they were entitled moments because my mother is not entitled, but she has definitely ripped into a few store employees in her time. Where I'm standing next to her going, oh God, Jesus, shut up. This is so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's none of it. It was like she was truly wronged, except for that one time at that Food Lion. she'll know what I'm talking about. Like, she's got a bit of a temper on her.
Yeah. Maybe I just have like a halcyon image of the past, but I just don't remember people just being so short with their tempers and stuff like that.
I remember
these people's were not being bothered with the lives of other people and being asked to, you know, be supportive and respectful and change the way. I think they just hate that their routines and the things they understand are changing. So now they're freaking out. I gotta say, and this might sound mean, I am loving these viral videos, and it's I'm not picking on women. If it's anyone, I've only seen three of them, and they've all been
white men are just as bad. But yeah, they say the N-word a lot.
Well, they are. It seems, I'm not saying it's always different, but the crazy white guys have a different feel. But I've seen these videos recently of these white women who are being confronted by people in a very calm way who are absolutely losing their shit over nothing. There's one where a white woman cuts off a black guy with her car and flips him off and starts following him, yells at him, calls him the N-word. So he follows her back to where she goes and just starts filming her and calmly asking her why she did that. And her reaction will both infuriate and make you laugh your balls off. Because she is screaming, you're attacking me. And he's just like, I'm not attacking you. I'm asking, you flipped me off. I'm asking why you're so upset. And she is just, there are other people on the street. And he's like calmly explaining, he's like, this lady flipped me off. She is having a meltdown. And I feel like she is the poster child for white people who just don't want things to change at all. And it was, again, infuriating, but I love seeing it because Now everyone can see that. And you're that person. And I encourage everyone to look that up.
Yeah. Well, it's fun.
You might have to sort through a few if you Google screaming white lady, screaming racist white lady, but you'll eventually come upon it 7 or 8.
First, now. You got to skip over all the Pornhub search results for screaming white lady.
Yeah.
Well, here's like, I've actually never seen a Karen in the wild. I've never seen somebody freak out like these people are doing.
Andy, you've never worked in retail or in a restaurant? I worked in a restaurant.
In retail for a little bit, but it was never to the. I've never encountered that or even seen it. Just walking through Kroger or something like that.
Really, I've seen
them on the phone in my time.
Working, in retail over the years, lots and lots of people who melt down over relatively minor stupid things.
Oh, I take it back. I saw that white guy that got in a fight with Amy at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's? Which time was that? Oh, yeah. When we were on our way to the BGH thing. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but when customers or people who are yelling, it cracks me up. Like when I would get yelled at on customer service calls, I would have to mute the phone. And the crazier they were, some people get upset, but I just couldn't help but laugh. When someone is like absolutely screaming at the top of their voice over like a picture frame not getting delivered.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's like, what is your life?
Everybody knows Greg, my friend Greg, we all went to school with, high school and everything. I'll leave his last name out of this, but we worked together, and whenever he would get a particularly irate customer, he would stop talking and just stare at them and make really hard eye contact with them.
Nice.
And he wouldn't say another word. It was the weirdest damn thing, but people would probably go one of two ways. They would either give up or they would just double down and just start being so weirded out by it and get so aggressive. It was scary.
I love it.
I don't recommend it necessarily, but it was an interesting thing. It was like almost like if somebody had a break. Like where they're like, okay, I'm gone. I'm in my happy place.
I hope that he really was genuinely trying to unsettle them. I would love for a day to get a job just so I could do that. I want to much respect to Greg for that move. That's an amazing move.
Yeah. It was cold, man. And he was good at it.
That's fucking awesome. I would give anything.
Yeah.
To see that happen.
It was like a robot. I love
angry customers.
Well, I guess I'm just so surprised at this stuff because, not surprised, but it's just shocking to see that people have this in them because I have never, personally, I've never been in a situation where I would think about reacting the way these people do.
Nope.
Yeah.
Normally, I just, it's just upsetting that people have this in them, I guess.
It's just, what is your life, man?
I don't know.
Well,
What is your life?
Part of me wants you to melt down on a grocery bagger.
Because there might be something else.
I mean, obviously there's something else going on. I think most of the time it's just these are miserable people.
Yeah.
Because they were raised by miserable people. They married miserable people and they're raising miserable children. But
can I?
Yeah.
No, you finish and then I'll say.
But I mean, there might be things. I know that, you know, when there are hard times in my life, I'm not at my most patient and I will lose my shit more easily when my feelings are closer to the surface. But
everybody has a breaking point. Yeah. It's just the thing is like,
I don't want to defend Karens.
When you hit, I think like when you lose your compassion completely.
Yeah.
That's like a scary moment.
Yeah.
You know, where like, there's a certain level of, there's this like that moment where it's just dehumanizing, and people that work in retail, I feel awful for them when they have to be on the receiving end of that sort of stuff. Millie's having a dream. Is that Millie?
Millie's behind me and she's having a dream and she's going,
she's a dreamer. This is going to sound mean and not compassionate towards people who have those breaks, but I'm going to say it because I don't give a shit. I love seeing people freak out like that because it makes me feel superior a little bit. I have never even come close to having that kind of a freak out on someone who wasn't like personally actually attacking me.
Right.
So the idea that you could work up that amount of vitriol and fury over a service worker who just can't help you. They're not attacking you. They're not being even really rude, and you're flipping your shit. I want to point at you and
I try to remember that scene from Magnolia.
I don't love it for the retail worker.
Yeah.
But like, I love that that person is showing their ass that way to everyone.
You love it as a spectator.
I do.
I get that for sure.
But I also hate it. It makes me furious.
You remember that scene in Magnolia where Julianne Moore goes to get the prescription?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I if you just took that moment and didn't give any of the scenes before it where she's caring for Jason Robards' character and all that stuff, you would
Although,
just
to be fair,
she
that
would
guy
be one
was
of those
heavily
people.
Suggesting that she was a junkie.
He was. Yeah, that he was. Now they made him a bit of an ass.
When a retail person crosses a little bit of a line and starts getting personal.
Yeah, it's different.
Well,
yeah.
All bets become off.
But imagining, I try to think about, like, I try to, and I don't always succeed. I've blown up at people. It's rare. I have a pretty long fuse. But, like, if somebody's an asshole, like, I try, my mom was always like, you don't know what somebody's going on with somebody in their day or their life. So try to remember that maybe you're seeing them at their worst and there's a reason. And she always was like that, the way she interacted with people.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah.
I'm suddenly not feeling well. Like, I'm starting to feel a little faint. So you guys keep going. I'm going to go lay down for a second.
Okay, Dorothy.
Is it discussion about white women bothering you?
I want to yell at the white women's manager.
Did you eat?
I had this. I'm just feeling, my stomach's hurt. I'm just feeling a little, I need to go lay down for a second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Get your ass down.
And some water. Maybe eat a pine bar.
Anyway, I encourage you all, if you want to get angry, look up some of those videos. It really is just, it just shows how ridiculous. She has no answers at all. She just keeps screaming. I'm going back to that video. You're attacking. It just shows that there is no logic or rationality when people reach this point. And it's just, I hope it encourages me that people are looking at that and going, oh, we don't want to be like that.
Yeah. I do think it's important that it's all out there.
I think it's been very positive. I think obviously there are still, like, I try not to ever get really political, but just, this is something I've been encouraged by. I do feel like most people on both sides now really realize that Trump is ridiculous and that he's just saying random shit. Like, nothing he says means anything. It's not, people aren't posting it to be funny anymore. People aren't saying, can you believe he said, like, it's just like, yeah, we all know, again, on both sides, he's completely ridiculous. So it's encouraging to me now. I mean, obviously the policies he's trying to put in place are not, you know, funny, but like, I'm just glad to see that only the most ardent of people who are never going to be flipped anyway are really kind of sticking up for Trump. You know what I mean?
I hope it stays that way.
I do too.
We really, there's a lot on the line coming up here, folks.
I know, but it is encouraging.
Yeah.
It is encouraging. When Mitch McConnell disagrees with Trump, there's a wind blowing. Hopefully.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
It's encouraging.
I'm afraid to be encouraged anymore.
I'm trying to be optimistic.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through day to day.
Yeah, one day at a time.
One day at a time, one day at a time, Schneider. Anyway, how are you two doing?
I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, I feel good. Bad that Amy's woozy, I guess.
Yeah, I wish I had some cookies like Freddie did, but I did have 2 euros for lunch yesterday. Ooh. I was going to save one for dinner, but I was like, fuck it. The world doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to have 2 euros.
Do you want me to bring you some cookies?
I mean, I wouldn't say no to cookies, but it's kind of a chore, but
I'll bring you some cookies.
I'll just have my little Debbie's and call it a day.
Hey man.
Little Debbie's.
I've been eating a lot of little Debbie's too.
The littlest of Debbie's.
I'd happily bring you some cookies.
Yeah. It's because they're so self stable. You can, they last forever.
I like big Debbie's.
They're just there.
I love a nutty bar.
You know what, I mean, you don't even know what they're made of.
They're good. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah.
The grind up Debbie's.
I used to love when I could eat stuff like that. I loved the apple pies. That's Hostess.
I don't know.
Hostess and Little Debbie, they're all the same.
We used to have a...
Remember those little apple pies?
Yeah. I love a fruit pie. That's like Bobby Hill's favorite.
The cherry was a little too sweet. I liked the flavor of it, but it would hurt my teeth.
Oh, I love the cherry. I like the chocolate pudding ones. Do you remember those?
I do. I was just about to bring up the chocolate pudding ones. I rarely found those, though. My Ameristop, the one near Amy and I, did not have the chocolate ones. You get cherry, you get apple.
Do you remember there used to be a discount bread store over here?
I love the bread store. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was by the Kmart.
Yeah. And we would buy our bread there.
Well, and there's one down on Galbraith, too.
Yeah. I think it's still there.
There's
across from the car wash.
Discount bread stores are two of them within a mile of each other.
Yeah.
My mom loved the bread store.
Bread stores, that's where they had all the good shit.
Mm-hmm.
You get those pudding pies.
You could get the lemon fruit pies.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The very rare lemon fruit pies.
Do you remember the Turtles one that had green filling?
Yeah. Mm-mm, that I don't
know. It was like neon green.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the ooze.
Yeah.
The mutagen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
But it was vanilla pudding with green food coloring.
Yeah. We used to get discount Dolly Madison bakery goods from the discount bread store. Dolly Madison?
Zingers.
Yeah.
Zingers, shit, donut gems. You get 5 bags of donut gems for 50 cents.
Two out of three of us have diabetes.
5 20-pound bags.
I'm probably hanging by a thread.
Yeah. You ever notice there was like a wax material they put in the icing and that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of it. It makes it cling to the inside of your mouth so you taste it all day.
But I didn't mind it.
I didn't either.
I could never eat that now, but like... I mean, even like it would just be gross to me, but at the time I loved that texture.
Well, the waxiest were the zebra cakes.
Oh yeah.
They were really, that icing would stay with you.
My favorite was a Suzy Q.
Suzy Q.
Yeah. I remember till this day, the little Swiss cake rolls from Little Debbie, it just flakes off. That tells you how much wax is in that chocolate.
Fudge rounds, by the way.
Oh shit.
If you're still doing little live forever snack cakes from various places, fudge rounds are decadent.
You remember oatmeal cream pies?
Here's a question.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, you're saying?
I was just saying oatmeal cream pies were like also pretty good. And they had a peanut butter one for a while with peanut butter and jelly that was killer.
Oatmeal cream pie is the MVP.
Pretty fucking good.
Remember that scene from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah.
They ran across the oatmeal cream pie in the yard and they ate it. That always grossed me out. Because I was
just like, I'm like, that's in the grass.
I was like, how long has that oatmeal cream pie been out in nature?
You bunch of gross motherfuckers.
You got to eat.
It's like you're just eating garbage.
It should have been covered with more bugs.
No, those things.
Maybe that was a comment on
the preservatives.
But it was pristine.
Yeah. Oatmeal cream pie lasts forever. Yeah. Just like Twinkies.
Mm-hmm. They stay away.
I mean, they don't really last forever, but still pretty long. Not like a normal cake would.
They last longer than any human lifespan. We don't know if they last forever because no one's lived long enough to actually see how long a Twinkie lasts.
An oatmeal cream pie will never oatmeal cream die.
They were my oatmeal cream pies, I think, were my favorite. Of all of the snackies.
You know which one I didn't like? Star Crunch.
I didn't love those either. If people had them, I'd eat one.
You're like, it's sweet. I have an obligation to eat this.
Like, yeah, if I was over at somebody's house and they're like, you know, the mom was passing out snacks or the kids, I'd be like, yeah, I'll eat this, I guess. But it's just like a gross.
Well, like, I feel Star Crunch is too close to a candy bar. It's it's not cake.
And it's too much. It's like,
it's just like caramel, chocolate, and crunch.
Yeah, but it's not even
spongy cake.
It's going too far to call that caramel.
Yeah.
It's like industrial sweet sludge.
Mm. It's like marshmallow slurp.
Also, not a big marshmallow guy. Kelly froze. Like, do you remember the marshmallow? We're going to talk about snack cakes for this entire episode.
Yeah. But how do you feel about moon pies?
I love a moon pie, but you heat them up.
I'm helpless.
Yeah, that's marshmallow. There he is. Yeah, there you go. Kelly's back from his diabetic stupor.
I was saying I'm not a big marshmallow fan.
It has to be right for me. But yeah, that melted marshmallow shit that they put in the Star Crunch. Is that what you're talking about?
The ones that are just the mallow, the ones that look like they, you know, they squirted them out and covered them in chocolate. Yeah.
Aren't they just Malamars?
Oh, yeah, those are gross. But same with snowballs. I can't handle a snowball.
Yeah, my dad loves coconut,
but it's too much.
I do like a hot moon pie.
I've never had a hot moon.
You microwave for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like,
and it kind of expands a little bit because it's marshmallow.
It's like the world's best s'more.
I didn't mind a moon pie though, because there was a higher chocolate, like a cookie to marshmallow ratio.
Do you feel like we should move on from this conversation, or do you want to just keep going with,
I'd like to move deeper into it, but no, let's move deeper. On.
Okay. We'll move on. We'll be right back with a kind of news.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
The people he kills get up and kill.
Remember, human beings are their food.
So, I want to take this moment to apologize for what seems like a lack of news on our part. This is the world we live in. And there's just not much. And most of the news that is out there, and I get it for a website, but it's all like the trailer for Blarney Stone 5, Blarney's Revenge is, it's just a lot of news about trailers being released, which doesn't work very well.
There's a lot of stuff that's on pause right now. And I feel entertainment is at the back of everybody's mind right now.
I hear you. And that does seem to be it. So most of the news that is out there is not even really worth reading. But I got a couple things. Here's something that you didn't think you cared about anymore. Five Nights at Freddy's movie still on the way. You guys remember that game on the phone?
Yeah, they're striking while the iron's hot.
Yeah. This is news. Like, hey, they're still making that. Anyway, that's really all. That's about all the article really has to say. Oh, here's a quote. It's super active. This is from Jason Blum. It's super active. So I really feel like we have a very good shot at getting to see a Five Nights at Freddy's movie. This is like the Angry Birds. We're going to get this 20 years after everybody forgot this game existed. I feel like it's really moving for this. He's just like, yeah, no, it's good. We're doing it. Feels like we're going to do it. Feels like we're really going to do it. I feel like that's sort of this quote. I feel like it's really moving forward. It's not stalled or anything else. He's like, this is like an 11-year-old kid being asked where his project is, like for school. It's not, I didn't not start it. It started. I promise it is. It's happening. I'm turning it in. On time. Anyway, so there you go. Five Nights at Freddy's, that game where you go into a Showbiz Pizza at night and somebody a ghost just walked past the door. Or Amy.
I think it was Amy.
It could have been. Or it could have been a ghost. We don't know yet.
Have you played Five Nights at Freddy's?
I have.
It's pretty fun.
It is a fun game. I feel like, though, it's a pretty, like, while you're sitting around kind of game. It is basically you work at a Showbiz Pizza and all the puppets try to kill you.
Yeah, that's a scary idea.
It's a tense game, and it's a cool. I don't mind seeing a movie. I just feel like it's a little past. And also, I feel like other movies and stuff have started like using that same premise a little bit.
Yeah, that Banana Splits movie they did on Shudder.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Which I haven't watched yet. But
it's really fun, yeah.
It was cute.
So this bit of news is actually sort of interesting to me. Marvel's Hellstrom and Clive Barker's Books of Blood and more are going to come to Hulu in October. Now, I don't know what Hellstrom is, but the Books of Blood is my favorite Clive Barker project in general, and so I'm very excited about that. Let's see, Elizabeth Marvel, Rob, I don't want to read a bunch of names. It's happening. Do you know what Hellstrom is, Freddie, being a Marvel person?
No, that Hellstrom was not in like the era when I was a big fan, and I kind of like missed a lot of the 90s in comics.
Is that when that's from?
I think so. And then didn't they have a TV series too? Or is that what you're talking about?
That seems to be what I'm talking about that's coming to a Hulu.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if it was a film or a TV show.
And there's other stuff, something called Monsterland.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for me to read sometimes on my phone.
The Booger Beast of Galbraith Road.
The Beast of Galbraith Road. Anyway, really excited about the Books of Blood. That's going to be cool. Hopefully it's not shitty. It stars Anna Friel, Britt Robertson, Refi Gavron, Yul Vasquez, Andy McQueen, Frida Fo Shen, and Nicholas Campbell.
Is Anna Friel the one who was in Fringe?
Maybe.
What's Fringe?
Do you remember Fringe was a TV series? Fringe,
good show.
I don't know.
It's kind of like The X-Files. I'll find out.
No, Fringe is awesome. It had Jonathan Jackson. I actually want to go back and revisit that.
Anna Friel, I was wrong. No, I was thinking of somebody else. She was in the Land of the Lost movie, though.
I feel all those skinny British actresses run together for me.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Your Emily's.
Yeah.
Your
Anna's.
Your Claire's.
But yeah.
Your Kira's. But anyway, apparently they do three tales out of the Books of Blood, which, again, really, really good stuff. So that's something to look forward to. Yeah.
So are those going to be a TV series or movies?
TV. Some of the things, it seems like they're all TV series. And then there's a couple of movies that they mentioned for their Huluween thing they do now every year. Monsterland was one of those, which is based on something about North American lake monsters.
Well, that's exciting because it seems like the Books of Blood thing has been in development for as long as we can remember.
It does. And we've seen a couple of things from the Books of Blood get made into movies. Like I'm pretty sure The Forbidden, which is Candyman, started out in the Books of Blood or it was added later. I always have trouble with this because according to some, the Books of Blood is like a 7-part series. And then, according to others, it started as a 3-part series, which I had the 3-part series and had to buy The Forbidden separately and Hellbound Heart separately. But
yeah, I had Hellbound Heart separately too.
Yeah, but I guess you could throw all of them in the Books of Blood if you want to. They made a movie of Rawhead Rex, which is one of the best stories in the Books of Blood, and it apparently sucked. So hopefully, maybe they'll do it right this time. That's a great story.
Yeah, I enjoy Clive Barker for the most part.
Yeah, his novels to me are not as good, but his short is
stories
great.
Are great. Yeah,
yeah. Some of his novels, I guess, are okay. I just
speaking of horror books, did you know Grady Hendrix has a couple of new books coming out? A couple of new novels. He's got one called The Final Girl Support Group that's coming out in June. Not this June, next June. And then he has a second untitled book coming out the following summer.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was called Untitled or Untitled Book?
Yeah, but the one that's coming out next summer is an homage to, this is a quote from him, an homage to and critique of slasher films like A Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The plot centers on 6 final girl survivors who have attended group therapy for nearly 2 decades when a new threat arises. But the thing about final girls is that they never give up. This is from tor.com.
They sure don't. They are survivors. Here's a bit of news that I didn't look up, but I just know Max Brooks, writer of World War Z and the Zombie Survival Guide, has a new Bigfoot book out. I'm going to get to probably listen to. Sounds really awesome. It's called, I think, The Rainier Sasquatch Massacre. Yeah. Or something like that, or incident from the Rainier. But I don't think it's Sasquatches massacring people. I think people maybe are massacring Sasquatches. Either way,
in Russia.
Well, that's a bit, I don't know if you know this, but that is a bit of cryptozoology conspiracy lore, is that when the Patterson-Gimlin film was shot, that actually there's much more footage where they chased these families of Sasquatch into the area of Bluff Creek where they were and like killed them all.
Oh, that's horrible.
It didn't happen. That's,
I know, but
real.
just the idea of it bothers me.
But it's a thing. It's sort of something that people like to get up in arms about and say, like, these people are massacring these gentle giants.
That's so sad.
I don't think that's happening. I think that's just crazy people. But that is a thing. It is a conspiracy theory. So I'm wondering if that's what this is based on. But Max Brooks, great.
He is great.
Made chocolate cake.
Chocolate.
Sorry, I made that Bill Cosby joke, but
you don't have to credit him.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Disney is releasing like a Goosebumps style line of books called Disney Chills.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looks cute.
That sounds refreshing.
But the one of them is called The Second Star to the Fright. You know, Second Star to the Right, like Peter Pan.
And yeah. Straight On Till Morning, spelled MOURING.
Troy and Abed are in mourning. it just looks really fun. They have like Disney themes, obviously. I mean, they're meant for kids, but I'll probably read them because I'm a child inside. Yep.
You said these are books or like a series on Disney Plus?
No, they're books. They're like Goosebumps.
Okay. I don't listen well.
No, you don't.
Hey, here's some stuff too. They put Swamp Thing on Hulu, right? Or something.
I hear they're going to continue into a second season.
Yeah, I heard somebody bought it and then they're going to bring it back.
That's great. Cause have you,
and I thought DC Universe was sharing some of that stuff out to you. I would really love for them to share out the Harley Quinn series.
That's killing me because I canceled my DC Universe when all of this stuff started because Amy's hours were cut at work and everything. And it was one of the things we really didn't need. But that Harley Quinn animated show was the one thing, because Doom Patrol is the absolute best thing on DC Universe, but you can watch that on HBO Max now.
Yeah.
So I was really hoping all the other DC stuff from that app would come over to HBO Max. But the only thing I've seen so far is that Doom Patrol second season is on there.
Yeah. Well, I feel eventually it's going to migrate over because I feel that's not a sustainable app.
I mean, it's a great app, honestly, like for with tax total, I think is less than $9 a month. And I had access to a majority of the DC back catalog, movies, cartoons, comics. So it's not that I wasn't using it. It's a great app.
I think Annie's just saying like to spend the kind of money on stuff like that.
Yeah. These apps and channels that have exclusive content.
Right.
I feel like too many people are doing that and it's going to eventually peter out and everything's going to be on like three services eventually.
Yeah. I do think these larger budgeted shows, for sure, the resources involved, it's insane. Like Doom Patrol has to be incredibly expensive to produce.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn, probably not quite as much because, you know, the animation and everything is, it's not like it's super intricate. It's pretty simple stuff from someone who knows nothing about animation.
It's pretty good, but I mean, it is like they definitely utilize, doing the animation with as little as they need to, but it looks great.
It's so funny.
Work on that are very talented.
How much of the animated show have you seen?
None yet.
Oh, it's so funny. It's really got a great, especially if you are a fan of the Batman villains, like the way they portray them, and the Commissioner Gordon character is hilarious. Really, really fun show.
No, every time I see, like, I get the episode previews advertised to me all the time on Facebook, and I'm like, I wish I could watch that. I really like to watch that.
It's really fun. You got any other news, Kelly?
R.I.P. Joel Schumacher.
That's right. Director of The Lost Boys and Flatliners, Blood Creek. Those are, I guess, his horror.
Batman's
cred.
Forever and Robin.
We talked a lot about Joel Schumacher on the latest Night of the Comic. We really talked a lot more about Joel Schumacher than I thought we would, but we got deep. We got deep.
You got deep in Joel Schumacher?
Yep.
Well,
he's dead. That's awful.
Yeah. So
anyway,
yeah.
Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm. Twilight Zone season 2 started. Well, you can watch it all. It's on CBS All Access. I'm excited for that. I really enjoyed the first season.
Oh, did you finish the first season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you?
Oh, I got a couple episodes in, but the quality, it couldn't maintain itself.
Really? I really enjoyed every episode. I mean, like, I can get why. I mean, it's nothing measures up to the original series, but it's the closest thing, I think, that of everything they've tried so far.
Well, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good enough to keep me watching, because there's so much other competing things out there that I just dropped it.
No, it's worth finishing if you're... I mean, I love any anthology stuff like that, because every time you start it up, it's a fresh start. So it's like, for me, it's a given that the quality is going to vary throughout.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I enjoy anthologies more than novels, like when it comes to fiction. So I totally get that.
Yeah. So like, if I don't like an episode of Twilight Zone, it's 40 minutes out of my life, but I could see turning one or two of them off possibly. The thing is, even with the original series, there were a couple episodes that were stinkers. So like, had I given up on the original series, I would have never seen some of my favorite episodes.
Well, it's funny, bring up anthologies, because I've been watching the Amazing Stories reboot.
Yeah. Do you think?
Those are very, very hit and miss too.
Yeah. I've seen two or three of them. The first two or three.
I didn't realize that was out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just too much shit out there. But the Amazing Stories, it's a nice slice of nostalgia. There's a couple episodes that are very, like, blatantly 80s and very corny and kind of don't fit into what's going on in entertainment right now.
I love that they kept the original theme music, because I feel like that's really iconic.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I want that to start streaming again of old episodes.
They were on Netflix for a while.
Yeah, they were on Netflix and on Prime too, I think. I'm sure if you dig around, Andy, you can find them.
Yeah. I just feel everything should be streaming everywhere.
Yeah. Piss everywhere.
Makes life easier. Yeah. I don't really have any more news.
All right. Well, feedback, if you want to contact the show, crew@notlp.com, Facebook and Twitter are notlp. Instagram is Night of the Living Podcast. We're on YouTube as NOTLP Crew. And we have a phone number. If you want to leave a voicemail, we may play it on the show. It's 513-666-0456.
We only get robocalls right now. Missed robocalls.
Well, we did get a call from a filmmaker.
Oh.
Here's the thing with like the way we all have day jobs. So like submissions for coverage, honestly, it's just going to take so long for us to get to you that it's probably going to exceed the window of what you're trying to promote, honestly. So I apologize. If you're patient, eventually we'll probably get back to you. but our priority is just doing the regular show that we do every week, and that doesn't involve reviewing independent films that are submitted to us directly.
Yeah, we'll do it sometimes, but there's people we know who we promised to review their movie, and it's been 3 or 4 years. So
we don't do it on. We're not ignoring anyone on purpose. It's just by the time we take care of all the things that are actually on our priority list, like sometimes that ends up getting lost in the shuffle. So I apologize. Jim Bolding emailed in to say he was listening to Lethal Heat Force Impact episodes, which we had mentioned.
Oh, shit. Action movies.
He says they are still available in iTunes. I didn't know that. You can get them through Podomatic, which is shocking to me.
That still exists?
Apparently. So if you are interested in the action movie show that Chiz and I did about a little over 10 years ago, I guess, something like that. There's that. I've got, again, like I said, we received a number of emails from filmmakers that we will, maybe we'll get to them, I hope. Sorry. Trying to find the next thing that's a real, I had these all last night. Brian on Patreon was... commenting on one of the Night of the Comics, said an interesting theory about why Superman and Batman are always beating each other up and having to explain it to the kids. Haha. That was a reference to Dave saying when his son would buy comics, like, why are Batman and Superman fighting, Dad? They're both good guys. Seems like they, that was just about every World's Finest cover during the 70s, except when they were in the process of killing Robin or Jeremy Olsen.
So I'm not familiar with the DC universe so much, but was that a big thing that Batman and Superman
all heroes, all heroes eventually fight each other just to see who could win? Like it's really for those people that are hardcore comic fans that had those arguments on their own. They eventually will be like, hey, they're going to fight for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. In the Dark Knight Returns, Batman kills Superman. Spoiler alert.
Feels good to get that out in the open.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
I do remember vaguely that there was a crossover between like DC and Marvel where they had some superheroes fight each other.
Oh yeah, they did a lot of crossovers. There's a Spawn. Yeah. Well, that's ID or that's Image, but they did a Spawn Batman crossover.
Yeah, we've probably seen the last of those DC Marvel crossovers the way those companies are put together now, but yeah, back in the day that was like a fun little gimmick they would do, sell books. Never super high quality storytelling. Sometimes the art wasn't super great either.
I think the Spawn Batman one was okay because I think I can't remember, and someone who's more knowledgeable might have to help me out. Jim Lee might have done the Batman stuff on that, but I can't remember. But that again wasn't Marvel, that was Image.
Yeah.
Break your neck.
Yeah.
I think
I want to wish our co-star from Strangers Prayer Night 2.
Yeah, Damien.
Damien, he had a birthday recently, so happy birthday, Damien.
Oh, happy birthday, Damien. Yeah.
You're so sweet, Andy. You're so sweet.
Like all those little Debbies I'm eating.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much everything we've got for this episode, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll reconvene after the show to figure out what our theme is going to be for the next series of podcasts.
Yes.
And at the end of every show, we want to thank our most generous supporters, our Beelzebubs, who really help keep the gears moving here.
Ernie, thank you for keeping the lights on.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We hate working in the dark.
It's hard.
Ernie Perez.
Ernie!
Elise Combrink.
Hey, baby, see you soon.
Amanda G, whose chicken coop had a mishap, so we missed you at our last meetup. Hopefully,
we won't see you soon, but
see your chicken coop put back together. I thought that it was funny when she posted that she wasn't going to be able to make it because she was working on repairing a chicken coop mishap. Fozzie replied to her, such a typical excuse.
Yeah.
And I laughed so hard. Jeremy.
Sure.
Jeremy and Cassie.
Oh, good job running. You guys look great.
Yeah, running is my worst nightmare. Mark Watts.
Mark.
Blake Heath.
Hey,
Bill,
buddy.
Bill Farner.
Bill.
Tree and Alex McNulty.
Oh, that's some good Tree and Alex.
Iona Goodwin.
Yes.
Jeff Lancaster. Great. She is great. She picked our last main attraction, Patrick. Brandon and Emily in New York City.
Oh, how's it going there?
Emily was on Kevin Geeks Out, I want to say was the name of the program. They did a live Facebook thing where she presented, they did like different bad teen movies.
I think it was the Ewok movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, made for TV movies.
Oh, the Ewok movie. And not to blow our load, and I don't know if Amy's cool with me saying this, but we're working on getting Emily on High Five Happy Hour for the next one.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Good pick. Adam Ingram.
Adam.
Bill Chandler.
Hey, Bill.
Monica Martinson.
Monica, what you doing?
Blaine Turner.
Blaine, my boy.
Todd DePompa.
Todd.
Dennis Kennedy.
I'm not good at this.
And last but not least, Kevin Corpy.
Kevin. I was just saying everybody's names like Freddie says it, and then I just say it again, but like, yeah.
That's pretty much what we do all the time.
It's a low-key week.
You're a hype man. You're like a hype man.
Oh, yeah. I'm the hype man that we can afford.
The hype man we deserve. Very good.
Well, you're better than the hype man from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. I just jumped around the whole time.
Oh, that's right. True. I forgot about that guy.
I can't
remember him.
Kinda. All right.
I do.
We'll be back in 1 week's time. Please use it wisely.
Get ready.
Fill out your Scantrons.
Because this ain't fun.
Psych!
Ah, whoops.
Wrong song. Wrong song. That sounds more like it, right?
I think that's it.
We were just fucking with you.
Frankenstein was wondering if he should go to bed when his old buddy Leatherface put on Dawn of the Dead. And Igor made the nachos in a severed human head. And they enjoy the movie with their friends. David Kessler walks the streets of London. With my